Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know what's so crazy? As I was driving from Camarillo, it was sunny. Was it sunny at your house?
It was because I live in Simi, and yeah. Then on the way here to the studio, all of a sudden it became like a cloud of
darkness. Well, I just went downstairs to talk to Tom Spence because he was going, is there sun anywhere? And I'm like thinking, what are they talking about? And as I got to the top of the hill, I thought, oh,
is that
my gosh.
Fog?
It's fog.
Is
it's going to
it
be
looked
a beautiful
like smoke.
Day.
I thought there was something on fire.
No. I think it's going to be a beautiful day out there. In fact, you know what? I'm going to just start today with my weekend here. So I welcome all of you to the Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad you are starting your day with us and you're starting your weekend with us. And welcome, welcome. We are a positive talk radio show, adding value every day in every way. And yesterday, Giovanni and I, in fact, Giovanni's in our studio here. And thank you so much for letting me be a part of the Simi Valley out
no
there.
No problem. Yeah, we hit a lot of people. I think we talked to almost every single person in the room. And
I'm telling you, you know, it's funny. At first I thought, oh, you know, is this cool? I'll meet all new people, which I met a ton of new people. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of people I already knew.
Well, and that's, you know what's weird is I sit and I, you know, I go to a lot of networking meetings. I'm on a lot of boards there was people that were coming up to me that I knew and I talked to almost two or three times a week at different networking breakfasts or lunches. And I walked over and they come over to my table and I was just talking to them. And all of a sudden they're asking about advertising. And it was just one of those things where
it all clicked.
Why didn't you talk to me about this months ago when I first met you?
It's the right timing. So Anyways, well, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I got Giovanni here from SimiValleyNightOut.com and DayInSimiValley.com.
Whoa, you got it right.
All right.
It was all the practice from yesterday.
It was. I'm telling you, we had a great booth over there with all the Chamber of Commerce people and just really tons of people that I want to do a little shout out. But this was really interesting. There was this really handsome guy as I was walking out, and he asked me if he wanted to ask me if I could take your box from you that I was carrying. And at first I was like, oh no, I'm good. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm really exhausted. Yes, thank you. But anyways, I want to do a little shout out to Matt, and I hope you're listening. And if you are, it was really great meeting you. This guy he was like you, Giovanni. He just had it happening. He just was a really good soul. You could just tell. And it was like the topping of the night, you know? So anyways, well, I'm really excited. We also have Polly Frost in here, and welcome, Polly.
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Giovanni. I love being here. This is wonderful. And yes, it was foggy all the way down from Santa Barbara, which is where I came from.
Oh, see, you're probably bringing it in.
I was.
It's all your fault.
It's my gift to you for your weekend.
There you go. Well, I want to give out our phone number here because we are Fun Friday. Thank God it's Friday, and I'm going to start celebrating the weekend right here, right now. And really, that's what my show's about, is celebrate every day. Every day is a gift, you know. I always kind of say, if you're on this side of the dirt, right? It's all good. So, well, with that, I want to give out our phone number, 805-639-0008. And we got Matt on our board, and we got lots of stuff to give away, don't we?
We do. We
you want to tell a little bit about what we're going to give away, and then I'll tell about what we're going to be talking about.
Well, we have three different things that we're going to be giving away today, or maybe four. It depends on how we're doing on time. Do you want to give something away right now?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's start. Let's start bright and early. What we're going to do is we're going to give away $10 to Famous Dave's. If you haven't eaten Famous Dave's, the most amazing barbecue food that you'll ever
their
eat.
Their ribs, you, I'm telling you.
What most people don't know is they're actually going to be doing a special coming up for Lent to Easter. It's going to be an all-you-can-eat cod meal. It's ridiculously good.
Really?
I mean, and then because, I mean, you can't eat meat during that time,
yes,
or if you're, you know,
yes,
if you're religious.
Yes.
But we have a $10 gift certificate to Famous Dave's at the Simi Valley Town Center.
There you go. So, let's take
second caller.
There you go.
Second caller.
805.
Go ahead.
You go.
805-639-0008.
All right. So, yeah, we will definitely give that away to Dave's in Simi Valley. And thank you, Dave's. You know, it's funny. There were so many great people there. Mm-hmm. And I love to share businesses with other people. And that's what it's all about, connecting, kind of being the center of all these different people. So that's what was so cool about at my mixer. Mm-hmm. I got to meet so many people. I hope you met a lot of people.
I met a couple of people. Your friend from Coffee, Coffee News.
Yeah,
he was
Rob Blaze.
And you know, I love people when you meet them. They actually follow up with you the next day.
I had an email from him awesome.
The next day. It was nice to wake up in the, you know, in the morning and have somebody already followed up.
Yeah,
it's a good business.
He's a great guy. Another great guy. Coffee News. You can find all my ads in there. And not only that, we just, you know, I'm over at Venture Breeze. I've got an ad in there. And I'm just making my way all around. So I'm on TuneIn Radio. You can listen to me there as you're walking, get your exercise. You can tape me recorded if you are just, you know, walking into a meeting and you want to hear us later. Also, go on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. You can hear all my back shows. You can see all my new people that are happening.
And you can actually listen to it live on the kimpaganoshow.com.
That's right.
It was a top right-hand corner.
There you go.
Listen live.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. And also Twitter, Kim Pagano Show, and also, you know, like us on Facebook. We're all there. I mean, it's just once you start to become on there, you get to know everything that's happening around. It's really a great social media. So anyways, well, I am so excited you are joining us today. And go ahead.
I think we have a winner, don't we?
Oh, no. Okay.
Not yet? Oh,
okay.
Wow.
We have our next caller is on right now. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. So, but what we are going to do, we're going to talk to Maggie Mead, and she's got some wholesome baby food. You know, when I had my babies, I've got four, and I made a lot of my food. And I just think that it's so good to know what's in all of your baby food. So we're going to talk with her, and let's start off right there. Maggie, are you there?
Hi, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Very good. So you have the book, The Wholesome Baby Food Guide, right? Over 150 easy and delicious healthy recipes.
Right.
Yeah. And now what was your passion in to write this?
Well, I actually have been running a website, wholesomebabyfood.momtastic.com, for the last 9 years on the very same topic.
Oh.
So I have been lucky to finally be able to transfer it into an actual book.
Oh, there you go. Okay, great. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning into our show, we are going to be talking to Polly Frost, and she's actually got... It's Saturday night, right?
I'm doing two performances in Ventura County. I'm doing one this Saturday, February 25th at 6:30 at Magnavino Cellars in Oxnard, and then another one in Ojai at Ojai Yes Theater, which was formerly Theater 150, at 8 p.m. on March 10th.
And what are we going to be talking about? It's really an interesting topic.
I think so. You know, what my show is called How to Survive Your Adult Relationship with Your Family, and the reason I wrote it was because I realized that we all talk about having had dysfunctional childhoods, or at least there's a lot of one-person shows about that, and I didn't have a dysfunctional childhood. I had a very happy childhood, which, let me tell you, can be a real drawback as a writer because, you know, everybody writes about this.
So it wasn't interesting.
Right. I had an agent very early on come to me and say, Polly, if you have a memoir about your childhood, that would be a terrific thing to sell. And I said, I had a very happy childhood. She was not interested.
I love it. I love it. So we're going to be talking, you're going to be telling about, so has things changed in your adult?
Yes, because I think the thing is that functional, dysfunctional, it doesn't matter when it comes to your adult relationship with your family. We all get thrown these emotional curveballs. People change. People marry into the family. That's a big one.
That's what I always say is you have two families that are learned, okay, different ways, mm-hmm. and then you bring them together. So we're going to be talking about that, so I definitely want you to stay tuned. And right now we're talking to Maggie Mead, and we're going to start at baby talk. Right? So do you have babies?
I have a set of twins, and I have an older son as well.
Ah, so have you always made your baby food?
I have.
Really?
For all three of the children, yes.
Ah, and is this just like people food, just made into baby food?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that parents don't even think about as they realize, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to feed this little baby, you know, real food sometimes. And they think, baby food, I'll get the jars. But baby food is actually real adult food, people food.
Right.
We're all people.
You know, it's funny because, I'm looking through your book and you talk about green poop. Let's just get right to that. Giovanni's
just
going.
Just jump right to that subject.
I know.
Right,
I just wanted to see his facial expressions in here. But you know, I mean, seriously, it's all about what you eat, right?
It absolutely is. And the if we want to go into the poop thing, the color changes are quite amazing. Actually, once the baby starts to eat solid food.
Huh.
And the majority of those changes are actually benign. They're usually nothing to be concerned about. But I do have some information on what you may want to have concern about if certain changes do occur.
Okay. So here's a question. Do your kids enjoy the food that you make?
Absolutely. And that is one of my main reasons for starting the website is to tell others and show others how easy it is to introduce your children to real food, real texture, real flavor, and not that processed stuff.
And now, Maggie, the other thing is, I'm thinking is you're talking about the wholesomeness of the food. But, you know, what I'm sure that people don't realize is that the small bottles that you're talking about, I'm sure they're marked up in cost. So by, you know, blending your own food and making your own food for your child will probably be cost effective as well.
Absolutely, and I've actually done several cost comparisons. I'm in the process of updating it for this year's cost. But what I have found that is, on average, you pay 8 cents per ounce for, say, homemade baby food peas that you're going to puree at home, mm-hmm. whereas the jars cost about 30 cents per ounce.
Wow.
And when we look at the cost of meat, and meat in the jars, regardless of the cost, is not very pleasant.
And that's, you actually mentioned it before. I mean, most people don't think about it because I don't think about it. You know, A, I don't have any children. But, you know, when I do, that's not something that I would think about. I would just think about going out, buying a jar of baby food because it says baby food on the side of it. But, you know, why not get a little blender and blend up your own peas or your own carrots and,
you know
serve
that's
it that
what
way.
I did. I love those little tiny blenders. It's almost like a little food processor. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're making, you know that you've put goodness in it. And
correct.
Then you just blend it up. And
because it's fresh, it's even better for your
right.
child as well.
You know, it's funny. I know this is totally off the circuit here, but, you know, I started making my own dog food because one of my dogs died from all that dog food that was bad. And so really, you can make anything. I think it's so important to know what you eat, you know? And so I think it's especially your babies. So now, can you comment on the arsenic in the baby food? That baby food scared.
Well, actually, one of the things in the initial report, it came out that it was arsenic in, pardon me, baby food, but it really wasn't in baby food. It was in a formula that is supposed to be a toddler formula. So food, as in jar food, was actually not affected at all.
Oh, that's good. I mean, it's like crazy.
Yeah. Yes, and the only reason that the levels of arsenic were so high in that particular formula is because they used the brown rice syrup. So the concentration, due to it being a syrup, was actually a lot higher had it been just plain rice grains, if you will.
Right. Now, what about fussy eaters? Is this easier for them? Oh, was that a little...
Was that a little baby?
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I have to say that fussy eaters are always going to be, no matter how well you feed them, they will be fussy at certain points in time. My children today, they still have a love-hate relationship with vegetables.
Mm.
They will love their asparagus, one day, and then maybe the next week if I serve it, they say, no, we don't like that tonight. And so I just say, okay, because I know the next time I serve it, that they are going to eat it.
Well, you know what I do? I love to cook, and I've had ex-girlfriends of mine who do not like, say, peas. So what I do is I just make sure that they're chopped up really finely, and I put them in other foods that I make. Uh-huh. And I'm like, how do you like that? Oh, that's really, really good.
And then you go, yeah,
well,
guess
you
what?
Just ate some peas.
Like, you're so bad.
I have a question for you. Now, obviously, you know, since I don't have any children, my first problem is going to be is, you know, my wife or whoever, you know, has my first child.
Is there something I don't know?
No.
I just want to make sure.
What does she eat? Is it something where she's supposed to eat something a little bit better or worse?
Great question.
Well, The best thing about making baby food is that you're going to be using the food that hopefully you actually will feed the whole family. So another benefit that I've heard from many people who have visited the website is that once they started making their own baby food, the eating habits of the whole family actually changed for the better as well. So the food choices just will naturally become more healthy because you're paying more attention to what you're cooking, because now you're cooking with an eye to feeding your baby as well.
Wow. You know what, Nell, I'm looking through your book, and you've got some really interesting recipes in here. There's, well, sweet potato pancakes. Yum. Do you like sweet potatoes?
I do. I don't like sweet potato fries, though.
Oh, those are my favorite.
I don't know why.
Oh, my gosh. And also, I was just looking. Okay, groovy grape chicken with noodle.
Yum.
Okay, yum. So did you create all of these, or did you interview different people?
I have written what my kids have liked, and a lot of the recipes, and even the ones that I'm still currently posting up to the blog, they just come from when I have random ingredients sitting around or when I'm trying something new for the family. So it's just so simple to create food for your baby when you're using what you already have. The groovy grape chicken and noodles, my kids love.
Now, what about poached figs?
Poached figs are great because they're not necessarily a meal, but you can mix them into so many other foods like yogurt or oatmeal. And it just gives the baby's palate another new, more deep flavor and texture as well.
All right. You had a question, Polly?
Yeah, I'm Polly Frost. I don't have kids either. But, you know, I'm an aunt to a lot of nieces and nephews and step-nieces and nephews. And perhaps you could tell me, do you feel like the way that you would feed babies would prevent allergies? I mean, I can't believe how many kids today have allergies.
Great point.
I do have a section about that in the book and on the website as well. And I think the answer to that is probably not. Several years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics was recommending that we delay introducing infants to those highly allergenic foods such as eggs or yeast or soy or dairy even. But there have been many studies that have come out in the past saying that delaying those foods hasn't necessarily helped to prevent any allergies, allergies such as eczema or hay fever or whatnot.
Yeah, allergies. I think that's more from breastfeeding. You know, I mean, they say that the longer you breastfeed, the longer that there's a chance that you don't get allergies. So.
There are some studies that do show that.
Yeah, that is definitely. Well, so where do we find your book? You know what's funny is even though this is for baby food, there's some recipes in here I would eat. I'm telling you. So,
sweet potato pancakes are really, really good.
Ooh, there you go. So where would we find your book?
You can find the book at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, anywhere on online retailers, and it's in bookstores nationwide as well.
All right. You know, I have one last question for you, Maggie.
Sure.
Is how long did it take you to write this book? Because you're really a mom, right? And this was just a goal of yours, correct?
Yes. It took me about a year because I wanted to try and stay true to the information in the website, because that's what a lot of the visitors had wanted, was to be able to take the website actually into their kitchen. But I also have included lots of new information and new recipes. And it was relatively easy, only because I have been doing this for 9 years now. And it's been so much fun.
All right. Really, well, thank you so much for sharing it with us here on Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And if you are on Facebook, become a fan so I can share you.
I'm sorry?
If you are on Facebook, are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Become a fan of ours, and then I can share you.
All right.
Okay. You got it.
I'll do that.
All right. Thanks so much, Maggie.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are so glad you are starting your day with us here. And we gave that one away. Let's give out one more.
Sure. This next one's going to be a free extra large cheese pizza at the East Coast Pizza Company. You had their pizza?
I had it yesterday. I'm telling you.
Oh my god! It's one of the best pizzas that I've had in a long time. I was raised on the East Coast.
You know,
it was just like a slice of home.
You were like at home, right? But they're really great family. You could just tell that, you know, a family that bakes together stays together. You know, I mean, they were all there, and but it was really good. And the sandwiches, I didn't get a chance because I'm trying to, watch my weight right now, but the sandwiches looked amazing too.
I had the sandwich, but I've eaten there before, before yesterday. And what our listeners don't know is yesterday like Kim was explaining, is we went to a chamber mixer. It was the Simi Chamber, the Chatsworth, and the Moore Park Chamber. So it was a huge, huge gathering of all these different chamber members, and we all had our own booths. And Kim and I shared a booth, and everybody's obviously there in their work attire and suits and East Coast Pizza Company has a little table in the corner, and it's the guy who owns it and his daughters, and it's like this huge family gathering in the corner, and they're giving away pizza.
It was like one of the busiest ones there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody loves the pizza.
Yeah,
there.
You could tell when there's good food. That's where you want to be.
Well, let me tell everybody where it's at. It's actually located, do you know where the Regal Theater is in Simi Valley?
Of course.
It's directly to the left of that.
Right off of Tapo Canyon.
Right on Tapo Canyon. And the address there is 2667 Tapo Canyon Road in Simi Valley. And we're going to give away to, how about first caller? First caller gets a free extra large cheese pizza at the East Coast Pizza Company.
All right. With that, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Polly and find out a little bit more about how our relationships change when we get older.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free 1-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for our callers. In fact, we actually have tickets for this Sunday, right?
Correct. We'd like to actually start promoting this. It's a ballet. It's pronounced Magnificent, I think. I can't pronounce it the right way.
Yeah.
But it's a ballet, and it's going to be they're actually from Jackson, Mississippi, and it's coming to the Camarillo Community Church for one night only. It's going to be Sunday, February 26th at 7 p.m. And we have two tickets to give away to this ballet. So if you like ballets, if you want to see something from, you know, it's not even from around here, it's from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
We'll give it away to. Let's see. It's up to you. I keep naming numbers.
Okay,
here.
How about number three?
Number
caller
three?
Number three, yeah.
Number three.
There you go. All right. Well, Polly, I'm really excited to hear about your show that's coming up here at, Magnivino Cellars in Oxnard, right?
Yes.
All these names, all these M names, I don't know why. It's like, yeah. So, and that is this Saturday night?
At 6:30 p.m.
Okay, great. And this is the first time you've really been out here, right?
Well, you know, I grew up in Santa Barbara, although I have lived in New York City for over two decades. But I'm back here as much as possible. How can you not be? This is the best part of the world, right?
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And now tell us a little bit about your show and what you're going to be doing. And tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you are a humor writer, right, in New York?
I'm mostly known for writing humor. My humor has been published in The New Yorker, The New York Times, The Atlantic, and a lot of other publications. I've also written plays, and I've also written erotica, naughty books.
Oh, you got it. You got his interest. Uh-oh, no.
Which is, but mostly I'm known for writing humor. And after publishing humor for many years, I realized I really wanted to connect directly with audiences and live performances. So this is my first one-person show, and it's not stand-up comedy. I have a lot of stand-up comedian friends, but what I wanted to do was something very different. And besides, I'd prefer to sit down while I'm doing it.
Okay.
And also, audience.
I get that, you know?
Well, what kind of humor do you think that you would best describe what kind of humor you have? Is it dry? Is it?
Oh, great question.
Excellent question. Really, what this evening is about, it runs about 75 minutes, and it's really anecdotes, reflections, survival tips that I have learned over the years. And what I have learned is that audience members, they laugh a lot during it, but they also cry, and then they laugh again, and then they come up to me afterwards and want to talk about their own experiences, which is one of the things I like most about doing my show.
So maybe a little bit of tongue-in-cheek kind of.
It's tongue-in-cheek, but it's pretty heartfelt.
Okay.
It's pretty heartfelt because I think when you deal with these subject matters, I mean, some of it is just tongue-in-cheek,
mm-hmm.
True, but other parts of it are really pretty heartfelt things that I think we all face as we go through life with our families.
And I think that's probably sometimes the best type of humor because you connect with that story and then you remember about stories that are probably funny or things that, you know, happen to you that are maybe sometimes embarrassing or, you know, in those kind of situations.
That's so true, and that's one of the things I changed with this show is I wanted to do something. I had done a lot of humor that was very high-flown and very fictional, but I wanted to touch on those issues that are very real. And the last time I did it, which was down in Riverside a week and a half ago, this man came up to me afterwards and he said, that was so real for me. He said, it really was my situation and my experiences.
Wow. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Polly Frost, and she's going to do a one-person show actually Saturday night at 6:30 at Magnivino Cellars in Oxnard, and you are welcome to call for tickets at 805-983-2500 to get your ticket. And also, now it's on how to survive your adult relationship with your family. So what does that mean to you?
Well, what that means to me is that no matter how much you've come to terms with your childhood, you really have to develop these resources for dealing with all the changes that go on in your family. And one of the things that I talk about is how do you deal with people who come into your family through marriage? What happens when you love someone, a relative you love, marries someone you hate?
This is interesting. Okay, so what do you do? Have you learned that?
I do, and I go into the
Has this happened in your life?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so.
And the amazing thing to me is I look out in the audience when I'm talking about this, and I'll see all these nodding heads, because I think no matter how many times we love our in-laws, we all end up with a few toxic in-laws along the way.
And I'm sure you see a lot of finger-pointing as well.
Oh, I do.
Ah, see, there you go. And so your experience has actually led you to write and perform, right?
Yes, I really love the fact that I'm on the internet all the time, and in fact, I'm a fan of the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook.
See, thank you.
And I'm on Facebook a lot, but I feel like in this age of social networking that it's really important to also have these experiences like we're having right now of conversation and opening up to people in this way, don't you?
Well, honestly, that's why I do my show every single day, is to talk about different people's journeys. And go ahead. What?
Oh, we have a winner for the two tickets
are they
for the
on?
Ballet.
Okay, great.
The winner is Robbie Cronkite.
All right.
Are you there?
I am indeed.
All right,
well, congratulations. Robbie. You have two tickets.
Very good. I think you'll really enjoy that show.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, thank
and
you.
It's this weekend, right?
Yes, it is. This Sunday.
So I go to Will Call or...
You know what I will do is there's going to be a VIP list and your name will be on it.
Okay, thank you very
All
much.
All right, thank you so much for listening.
Uh-huh.
All right. And in fact, you brought us tickets too, right?
Yes.
And so tell us, we have two tickets?
Two tickets for each of the performances I'm doing. I'm doing one on March 10th in Ojai and one on February 25th in Oxnard. So.
Oh, great. So we could give away two for each one of them?
Yes.
All right. So let's take caller number 4.
14. No.
Yeah, 14. There you go. We'll take caller number 4. We'll start with the ones for this Saturday night. So at Magnavina... how do you say it?
Magnavino Cellars,
yes,
which
okay.
is a wonderful winery, so people
I've
can have wine.
Is that the one right? That's in Oxnard. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Haunted House
is right
was right
it.
There.
Oh, there you
same
go.
Same complex,
yeah.
Which is great. What was it? 931
Oh,
Rice,
are you going to give us
Rice?
The exact? Oh, my gosh. He's so good.
That is excellent. And, you know, the great thing about doing a show at a winery is that people can have glasses of wine, which, given the theme of my show, they may need.
Right. Well, you know what? That's what we did. We just had somebody fly out from Boston, Todd Patkin, and we just did one at a winery out in Westlake. Hamilton.
Wonderful.
And it was just kind of soothed everybody. So anyways, we're going to give away two tickets right now, to caller number 4. So 805-639-0008.
Now, Polly, I actually have a question for you. You said that you grew up in Southern California, Pasadena, Santa Barbara, and you also lived in New York City. Do you consider yourself a New Yorker, or do you consider yourself from, like, a Southern Californian?
Well, nice question.
That's
your
really
heart's probably still here, right?
I will always be a SoCal gal. I always will be. And I know in New York they always love East Coast people, as you know. Where are you from, Giovanni?
Connecticut.
Oh, of course. Well, see, you know how the East Coasters, they love to rag on Southern California.
You guys don't do that, do you?
I don't.
Okay.
But see, I've lived all over.
Okay, because I'm a Southern California baby right here.
I was born in Southern California. I was just raised on the East Coast.
Oh, really? So there you go.
You know, and I think the thing is that New Yorkers particularly love to, but I always defend it because it's a great part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So I want to get back to what you talk about Saturday night. And so 90 minutes?
Oh, it's
75 minutes. That's a long time to talk for one person.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had people in the audience say it went by very quickly. That's always the thing that you want to hear.
But that's great. So what else are we going to find out when we go? Because I'm going to this.
Well, one of the things that's a major thing, I think, in a lot of extended families is this is part of our world today that we deal with so much divorce. And one of the things I talk about is I come from a very divorced family, Southern California, and even my grandparents got divorced when they were in their 80s, and how that rocked our life because, you know, you don't expect your grandparents to get divorced in their 80s.
Wow, in their 80s they got a divorce?
That is crazy.
And did they get remarried?
Actually, that's an interesting question because my grandfather didn't stop loving my grandmother, and he would drive nonstop from where he now lived in Florida out to Santa Barbara where she now lived, and I'd find them holding hands on the sofa in her new place.
So why did they get a divorce?
I think it rekindled the romance.
So just a little twist. You know, it's funny, at that chamber yesterday, there was a grandma...
Grandma Sharon Rose.
Okay, yeah. And she talked about divorce rings.
Yes.
Okay,
because,
I thought that was...
She was advertising on my website, on dayandcmavalley.com.
Yeah.
And that was her slogan.
Yeah.
You know, I do engagement rings, but in big lettering, divorce rings.
Yeah,
and it was really,
rings.
Really funny, you know.
What is a divorce ring?
It's you when take
you get divorced,
your ring.
You treat yourself, you know, you take your ring.
Well, you take your diamonds or whatever, why do you not want to wear it anymore, and you make it into a divorce ring.
That is really an exceptional thing to do.
I know. I thought, well, you know.
I think the last I heard, it was 50% of all marriages end up in divorce nowadays, which is not a good thing. And I've heard, you know, it's even gotten worse. But, I mean, I think that we're coming around. I think that people are now realizing it's like that, you know, you should not fall in love so quickly. And,
well, you need to do a little bit of homework. You know,
correct.
I think that's really the biggest thing. You need to do a little bit of homework. And, you know, this is one of the things that Todd was talking about in just finding happiness is that, you know, we have to work on ourselves, too. And so many people find somebody else to, you know, think that they're going to take their happiness and make them better.
Mm-hmm.
And that just doesn't work.
So, Polly, if you could take a 2-minute bit out of your
show.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let's hear it. I just
want
to hear.
You want to go with me, don't
I
you?
I do.
Yeah.
Give us a quick 2-minute little preview.
All right. Okay. In the midst of all of our blended, extended, insane family, one of the major survival issues is how do you not become the designated Cinderella, the DC of your family? I mean, you want to be there for genuine emergencies, but you do not want to be the go-to person for each and every one of your family's meltdowns, right? I mean, Cinderella, she slaved so that her stepsisters could enjoy themselves, and then Prince Charming married her and rescued her from all that, right? No, I'm not so sure. I mean, here's how I see her life in the Charming family. Prince Charming has a mother, Mother Charming, and a lot of charming relatives. I mean, not so charming relatives. Let's face it, he's a prince. There are a lot of scheming relatives. And now the Charming family has Cinderella, and she's so good at doing things, and she's so used to doing things, that pretty soon Mother Charming and all the other Charmings are like, let's get Cinderella to do it. And she's right back where she started. And I show people how you don't have to do that. It's a major survival tip.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
That was awesome. Wow. She just went into
the Charming
a show
family,
mode.
But not so charming.
I know.
A little scheming.
Yeah.
That Mother Charming. I'm sure she wasn't so charming.
Wow. Well, let's, you know what? Let's give away 2 more tickets right now at 805-639-0008. That is this Saturday at 6:30. It starts, right? And it's at Magnavino's cellar in Oxnard. How to Survive Your Adult Relationship with Your Family. And we'll take caller number 4. All right. So, gosh, that, you know, has that always been your passion to, I mean, I know that you're saying that this is kind of the first time you've been in front of people, right?
Yeah. You know, I've written for actors. My husband and I wrote a play that was included in Best American Short Plays a couple years ago. And so I've worked with actors in productions. But this, you know, I decided, why not get up there on stage myself? So the first time I did it in New York City, hard place to do things, at Cornelia Street Cafe, which is where the Vagina Monologues was developed. And they gave me the space, and they've always been very supportive of my work. And I did it in front of all my theater friends. And I thought, if they hate it, I won't do it. And they all said, no, you really have to do this show because nobody deals with these issues. And so... after that, I was very encouraged, and here I am on tour.
That's great. God, all right. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break, and do you want to give something away, Giovanni?
Yeah. How about another $10 to Famous Dave's?
There you go.
Amazing food. I was just reading on this little gift certificate here that we have. It's actually kind of funny. In this very, very small print, it says, this certificate is not worth the paper it's printed on, but good in Palmdale, El Centro, Simi Valley, Vista, Long Beach, Thousand Oaks, and pretty much all the locations
of
Famous Dave's.
So any of them.
Oh. And I know there's one in Thousand Oaks, so if somebody doesn't want to drive all the way to see me, there's
one
in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
But the food is amazing. If you haven't
I
had
love
Famous
their ribs,
Dave's before,
I'm telling you. And you know what I love is their pickles. Have you ever had their pickles?
I love their pickles.
Okay, so their pickles and their barbecue sauce.
They have like 7 different sauces.
Which one do you like?
Devil spit.
So you like the spicy?
I love spicy.
I do too.
That's the one.
I like a little sweet, a little spicy. So, All right, we're going to take what caller?
42.
42?
I'm just kidding.
You got it.
How about two?
All right. We'll take caller number two at 805-639-0008. And we'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad you are starting your day with us here. We've got Giovanni from SimiValleyNightOut.com and DayInSimiValley.com. And he's got it all happening out there in Simi Valley, right?
There's so many things going on. If you don't visit Simi Valley, you need to. There are so many great restaurants. The mall is huge. It's a great outdoor mall, so if you like shopping, you can hit all these different types of stores. It's not like a traditional mall, so I mean, you can feel like you're a little bit more comfortable. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a very comfortable little town there. You know?
You know what I didn't even think about? Famous Dave's is actually at that mall. So.
Well, yes, it is. Actually,
so you stop by, have some Famous Dave's, and then go shopping.
There you go. All right. And we've got Polly Frost in our studio here. We're talking about how your adult relationship with your family changes, really, right? When other people, you know, your brothers or your sisters or your mom gets remarried again and they bring in somebody else, and it's like your little comfort zone kind of starts to change. And your grandparents got a divorce when they were 80. That's huge.
Yeah, they did get divorced in their 80s. And, you know, one of the other things I talk about in my show is something that people
You're too young for this, Giovanni. But people of my
generation. What about me? I'm an old soul.
She didn't say that to me. Wait a minute.
You're too young for this, too.
Oh, okay, good. Okay,
but
thanks.
But me, my generation, constant topic of conversation is aging parents.
Yeah, that's another one.
And that's something I talk about in my show because, you know, I feel like there's all these choices that, you know, they're very important to let people make in their life because I think that makes people want to keep on living. And I think a lot of people try to do right by their parents, but sometimes we know the people who are only too eager to take over their elderly parents' lives, right?
Mm, and that is a great point because you think you're protecting them, but really you might be hurting them. Mm-hmm. You know, and because once they lose their individuality, then it's so hard for them. They feel like they have nothing.
I know, and it's one of the things that I also talk about is that, you know, I think choices that we can make, even bad choices, I mean, maybe especially the bad choices we make, it's what makes us, you know, really feel like we have our own life.
Yeah, that's good. And now when people come and talk to you after the show, you said they share a lot of different things with you, right? Because it all resonates with them. That's when you know you've done a good job.
It's really interesting. At my last show, I had this table of mother, daughter, grandmother, and there was one guy there who was married to one of the women. And at first I thought they were going to be hecklers because they kept talking and talking through the show. And then I realized that they were all saying, oh, yes, that's our family. That's what we've had. And afterwards they came up and said to me, they said, that's everything you were talking about we have in our family. So
really?
It was really great to hear
and
that.
And so do you give them advice?
You know, that's why I like being a humor writer, because a therapist gives advice, and I just try to make people connect with the laughter and also with some of the more poignant aspects of it as well.
Wow, that's great. And now, so what about hecklers?
I haven't had any, actually. I thought this was going to be my first table, and they were some wonderful women, very raucous. It was at a winery. Uh-huh. They were having a lot of fun. But it turned out that they actually just completely agreed. So actually, I haven't had a heckler yet. Now, if I say that, maybe somebody will show up on Saturday night.
No, you know, sometimes I think that's it's rude, right? But like you said, a lot of times they're just connecting. Mm-hmm. And that's what, I mean, it's a kind of a, you know, it's interrupting, but yet at the same time, that's what you want.
Well, a lot, and I think from my experience, I've seen a lot of comedians, they have things up their sleeve or whatever, and they're ready for those hecklers, in a sense. Do you have things that are up your sleeve, just in case?
Well, you know, I think that's a really interesting, that's such a good question, because the thing is, that stand-up comedy really attracts that crowd. I mean, the crowd that I attract for my show is really a much more reflective crowd that really, you know, isn't really looking for stand-up comedy. They're really looking for these stories, these real stories that have happened and anecdotes. So I do have stand-up comedian friends, though, who go through what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So people that come to your show are looking more for almost a little self-help kind of thing, right?
I think for
in
that
a
connection.
Calmer way. They want to maybe like see what they're doing in their life, but they want to laugh about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And that's what I love about doing it. It's really a great feeling to connect with people that way.
And, yeah. And you said that you don't do it just, you haven't done shows just here. You've actually traveled the entire country.
You know, I've done it in Louisville, which was a terrific experience. I loved it. And I did it up in Northern California, up in Sacramento area, and in New York City. And I'm going to be in Indiana and Iowa doing it in May. So I am getting around the country with it.
Very good. Very good.
And you know what? Before the show ends, we have about 10 more minutes left here. We want to give away 2 more tickets to that ballet. I know we have.
Okay.
We can give away 2 more. I would say a third caller. Caller gets 2 tickets to this Sunday's ballet. Magnificent. There you go.
There you go.
I'll let you
and
say
tell
it.
Tell everybody what it's about. It's really interesting.
Well, you're
actually
putting me on the spot now because I'm
okay.
Having to read the entire thing
now,
here.
No, just a little bit about it.
It is America Premier Professional Christian Ballet, a company founded by Kathy, I want to say Thurbadu.
Okay.
I want to say it's that. After she won actually a silver medal in 1982 in the USA International Ballet Competition. So 3 years later, she opened her school for the arts and over 300 in ballet in the summer dance intensive. So
yeah.
They do a lot of I guess it is a Christian ballet.
Yeah, and it's about, but it's about saving Holocaust.
Let's see. It's a very long paper here.
I know.
Thanks for putting me on the spot here,
Kim. That's okay. I know how to email.
Let's see. Hiding Place is a ritual ballet based on the story of Corrie ten Boom and her family's effort in 1944 to hide their Jewish friends in the war zone of the Dutch Harlem during the Holocaust of World War II. This Dutch family builds a small hiding place in their wall of their home and only be discovered and transported to the concentration camp of Ravensbrück to face struggles far beyond their wildest imagination. So I believe, and this is also based off of a book as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. See, there you go. And when is the performance? It's this Sunday.
It's this Sunday at 7 p.m. Okay. It is at the Camarillo Community Church for one night only.
One night.
So if you want to get tickets, you're going to have to get tickets here on the Kim Pagano Show. So
right.
We're still looking for the third caller.
Right.
I believe we actually have two callers. So next caller will win.
You got it.
And let's see. It's, yeah.
Okay. 805-639-0008. Give us a call. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Now, I know you guys were both talking about lobsters. I want to hear what were you talking about?
Well, on the break, yeah. Polly was mentioning, and she was asking me what I missed about the East Coast, and I said I missed the food. I missed the clam, New England clam chowder, because clam chowder out here is not the same.
It's not.
It just doesn't have
What's
the same taste.
What's different about
it? I think it's the clams, you know, because over there, they're fresh. They're right there out of the water. They get cut. They're put into the soup right away. But out here, it's like now they have to ship it. It takes a couple days to get out here. Now it's not so fresh. I think that's what it is.
And a lot of times they use cans, right?
Correct. I think that's probably the
thing. So you have
thing.
Fresh
clam chowder.
That's
why it's New England clam chowder. It's not champ chowder. But we were also talking about lobsters. And I was mentioning the story. And I actually, for some reason, I'm very, very amped up about this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I went to Red Lobster. And ordered a lobster. And if anybody likes lobster out there, you know it's very, very expensive. So I'm ordering like this $30, $40 lobster, and they serve this lobster in front of me, and it has no claws. And I said to the server, I said, listen, what you do with the claws? Because to me, lobsters have claws. And that's what, you know, a Maine lobster has claws. And I found out that lobsters on this side of the
We're clawless?
U.S., we're clawless.
Oh.
We don't have claws on our lobsters. Unless you order a Maine lobster, which is shipped over from Maine.
That's really interesting.
And so the server was telling me over and over again, no, sorry, sir. No. I said, no claws. The lobsters do have claws. I said, look at your name badge, your logo for the company.
They have claws, right.
Have claws. And they said, well, that doesn't make any sense because lobsters have claws. And they stuck to their guns. And I said, no, they have claws. So we were both right because, you know, they're raised, you know, actually you were just mentioning something. Some people are raised differently. You know?
Right. We all, and you know what's interesting? I heard this little joke the other day, and this lady's making her roast beef or brisket or whatever, and she puts it in the pan and she cuts off each side, and the husband says, why are you cutting off each side? I like the ends. That's the best part. And she goes, I don't know. My mom's always done it. She calls her mom up and she says, why did you always? And she goes, I don't know. Call your grandma. So she calls her grandma and she goes, oh, you guys aren't still doing that, are you? We didn't have enough money and there didn't have big pans then. So we used to just cut off the sides and save them for another time.
What was it? The actual line was, we couldn't afford anything bigger than a 9-inch pan.
That's it.
So that's why we cut the sides off.
Yeah, that's it. And we are learned. We do what we think is right, and it's important to change change the pattern. What are you laughing at? Oh God! Okay.
So we finally got our winner for the ballet, the two tickets, and he comes over to tell me that we have a winner for the ballet, but because you know we're on the radio, he doesn't want to talk, so he actually puts his hands over his head, spins in a circle, and goes, "We have a winner for." And dances like he's in the ballet.
I love it.
So we actually have a winner. Gabriella, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well,
hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time listener?
I'm a fairly new listener, yes. I've been listening for about 3 months now.
Ah, all right. Well, and where are you calling from?
Oxnard.
Very good. Very good. All right. And so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a longtime resident, Oxnard resident, and I'm really happy that I found your show because it's very interesting and there's always a topic that interests me and I listen to it while I get to work and I really don't want to get out of the car when I get there.
Oh, so. There you go. Well, thank you so much. And do you have a TuneIn Radio? Like, do you have a phone that gets apps?
Yes, I do.
You know what? You can get a free app, TuneIn Radio, and then tape it.
I'll do that.
Or you can just go on our website and listen to it. Rob actually downloads all my shows for me, and so you can listen to that. You know, all my shows go on there. And also, again, from 1 to 2.
Awesome. Thank
well,
you
and thank time. You so much for calling, and we'll get that to you. Your name will be on the VIP list.
Great.
And enjoy, and share me with your friends.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. All right. So, gosh, it is like almost, we have what, yeah, just a few more minutes.
You know, I have another lobster question for you
Go
guys.
Go right ahead.
This is kind of a little off the thing. What do you guys feel about cooking lobster at home? Can
hearing
you do
them
it?
Cry?
Yeah, can you do it? Well, actually, you know, believe it or not, it's not them crying.
It isn't?
No.
What is it?
What it is the air inside of their shell.
Oh,
it's just escaping.
That's even worse.
That's all
okay,
it is.
That's even worse. So,
but
that,
I've heard that, you know, people don't like to cook them because they it's like they,
it.
It's like you're putting a live animal in hot, hot, hot
that's
water.
Have you done it?
I have, but it,
of course
was,
he
it was
has.
A long time
no.
ago. I mean, I haven't cooked a lobster at home in a long time, but it's just one of those things where it's like it makes you think. About, all right, well, I'm putting this live, but I've heard that because they don't have any nerve endings, so they don't really feel anything. They're a crustacean, you know, and
right.
They wouldn't be put here if we didn't like to eat them. And
right.
You have to tell them they're going to be having a really wonderful butter sauce.
That's okay.
yeah, there you go. Well, I am really excited, Polly, to meet you. I can't wait to hear your show. And again, Saturday night, February 25th at 6:30 at Magna Vino's Cellars in Oxnard. And it's right off of Rice there, right, at the winery, which is a great place to go and watch a show.
It
and
sure is.
Yeah, so I really appreciate it. It's all about how to survive your adult relationship with your family. It's a little bit different than when you were young. So thank you so much for joining us.
And, thank you.
I appreciate it, and I wish you lots and lots of luck. Giovanni, why don't you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you? And
you can go to dayinsimivalley.com or simivalleynightout.com. If you're looking for anything to do in Simi Valley or around Simi Valley, it's a 100% free directory. You don't have to sign up for anything. There's no credit cards. There's no nothing. You just go to the website if you want to know anything that's going on in town. We have a lot of different events coming up, a lot of community things that are going on. I know that we have a drive-in movie theaters, and then we have this thing coming up called a dive-in movie, where you get into the community pool and they put a projection screen up so you can watch a live movie,
no
you know,
way.
Inside
Diving
the
movie.
Pool.
Okay.
So we have some great activities and community events coming up, so
there
you're going to
you
want
go.
To take it.
Well, I thank all of you for being a part of our show here, Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. And every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 and then again from 1 to 2. And if for any reason that you missed any part of our show, listen again from 1 to 2. And if you have a chance or you want have a question, you want to be a part of our show, call me at 805-419-0008. And also, today, of course, every day, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is Tough Times Never Last. Tough people do. With that, you have a really great day and a really great weekend, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.